Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to The On-Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree.
And it's a beautiful day to podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. We are finishing up season 12 today. We deep dive every episode of Grey's Anatomy. We've done a lot. And this
12 of them.
12 seasons.
Yeah.
24-ish episodes a season.
And that math is for you to figure out yourself.
Yes. We have a really great way. If just getting the episodes weekly is not enough for you, you can go to www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. You can be an intern, a resident, or an attending. All of those have different bonuses. And I always want to say, what is the word? Gifts? Awards?
They have...
well, you're supporting
different,
us.
Different, like...
levels of...
subscription.
Joy. Subscription. Yeah, there's a Facebook group. There is monthly Zoom hangouts. There are bonus episodes. There is post-op, which is the... after we call time of death, we keep on talking. For example, today we are going to give our thoughts overall on season 12 as a whole. And if you join, you can get all of those bonus things that are backlogged. You don't just start getting it once you join.
Yeah. So you have, like, if you've gone through the whole entire podcast and you're caught up and you've been binging us for like 3 years trying to get caught up and you are out of content, then you can become a patron and you unlock even more content.
And honestly, what is really special to us and we are thankful for is that we would not be able to continue doing this without your support.
Yeah, we haven't said that in a while.
No, and also, like, I think we also haven't said, like, this isn't, surprise, this isn't our job.
Yeah.
We wish it was. That would be a great job.
Yeah.
But it isn't. And so your contribution is what makes this continue. We would not be able to do it without you. Thank you to all of our new people and old people who have been around forever.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, we really do. And you are the reason why we will be continuing into season 13. You heard it. Here first, folks, we are not quitting the podcast.
We are not quitting the podcast. We are going to take a little break.
Yeah, we are going to take a little break. So this will be released and then I would, you know, we'll probably post something in Patreon or the Facebook group or something. But know that it will probably be a couple weeks and then we'll be back into season 13.
Also, we have the new season, which by the time you hear this, will have already started.
Yeah, we might do a bonus episode on some of that.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Don't like... unsubscribe from us on the feed.
Yes.
Keep us there.
We'll be back very shortly. You can also follow us on Instagram. I feel like we should do a review today. Don't you think? Because
yeah, let's read a featured review.
You know, we haven't done one in a while.
Well, Bree, when looks one up, I will say that reviews are also a really great way for people to press play. When you open up a podcast and it has zero reviews, I'm like, no thanks. Must be a scam.
Yeah. I wonder, like, do you read reviews?
I don't read them, but I look at the rating and like if there's only four reviews, I'm like, oh, this is a new podcast.
Yeah.
But if there's a lot, then I'm like, oh, must be good.
Okay. So we have one from Zohar ZG and it says geeking over the podcast and then it says E dot dot dot. So I don't know what the rest of it is, but geeking over the podcast.
Okay.
Episode, entertainment.
Something. Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoyment. Elevation.
Edible arrangement.
Exactly. I found this podcast during the season 17 hiatus because I needed more Grey's content. Every day on the way to school, I listen to Abby and Bree talk about Grey's or literally anything else, and I feel like we have become best friends. Oh. I really enjoy hanging out with them, in quotes, and also find myself arguing with them about Grey's opinions. And when they can't remember a scene or quote, I'm yelling it out loud. Podcast ghost. Mm-hmm. Basically, I love the On-Call Room podcast, and I look forward to new episodes. New week, each week. P.S. Congrats to Bree, the newlywed.
Oh,
so nice. So thank you. And if you want to potentially hear your review on the podcast, make sure to leave one.
Yeah, we love reading them. We read them all.
We do, even the bad ones.
The bad ones, Bree sends to me, and then we both have bad days.
Yeah, we have really, really bad days. And then we talk about putting them on a t-shirt and just remind you, stay humble, you know?
I still do want to make, maybe for Christmas, that's what I'll get you.
Oh my God, and that will be our Christmas card, is our bad reviews, us and our bad reviews.
That would be really, the one that said, what is happening?
We should, like, you know how we usually send out, like, a nice message to everyone? We'll just put, our message will be our bad review.
What? Do you even like Grays? No.
No, we don't.
But we're here for another season.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, are you excited for the new season? Again, I know when you're listening, you're gonna be like, it already happened, but...
I am and I'm not. Like, I'm excited to have something else to watch on TV. And I love Grays, and it's just hard because I feel like, even with, like, season 12, I remember when this came out and, like, kind of hating it, and now redoing the podcast and years later, I'm like, this is a really great season. Right. So I think it takes time to, like, really appreciate them.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're watching them week to week, you don't get, like, the full story arc and you get annoyed. And
I was going to say, I think when you can binge it, even though we're watching two every week.
Yeah.
You notice the, like, arcs a lot better.
Yes.
Versus when you have to wait a week and you're living your life.
You're like, what happened last episode?
Yeah. I don't know. And also, I feel like we can only go up from last season.
Yeah. I mean, COVID was a lot. And so just really interested to see how they incorporate that, because I know that's probably not going away completely, but I would hope that they pull that storyline. It's a little less about that, more about patients. Also, we got Addison coming in, so that will be really interesting.
Yeah.
Wondering if anything's going to happen with Mayor and...
McWidow.
Yeah.
Cormac Hayes.
Or wondering if this is going to be the last one and if they're going to call it, you know? If they are, I feel like they're going to have to announce that pretty soon.
Yeah, that, or even if they announced it, like, at the halfway point.
Yeah.
The second half is a big push.
Yeah.
We'll see.
When they, like, write these, they don't have the whole season written, right?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
I would like someone who knows about this to text me personally.
I feel like with Grace, they start the episode and they don't know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about the season, but we're saving that for post-op.
Yeah. Any personal news before?
I know. People like the personal, but I feel like
I watched Clickbait.
Oh, yeah. I told you it's a quick watch.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you told me to watch it last
episode. Yeah, I did.
And I did. I watched it over the weekend, and then I had to do schoolwork on Sunday, but I couldn't start until I finished Clickbait.
I was like,
I can't. Like, I got to know what happens. It was fine. It was like... It was quick and easy and good. And
yeah, but every episode you're like, I gotta watch the next one.
Yeah, yeah. So I would recommend it. How many scalpels would you give it?
7.5?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like not a total waste of time, but
no, like, I felt like it was super entertaining. I don't know why.
So that was good.
I felt bad and felt a lot of feelings for all the different characters. Like,
yeah,
I felt really sad for the brother.
I felt really sad too.
Even though he kidnapped a dude.
I felt like sad for the mistress
who never actually met him.
Yeah,
like, oops, sorry, spoiler.
And, like, created this life and stuff, and just how, like, the internet.
Is Jake real? Did I create him?
No, he's not real. I've been meaning to talk to you.
Okay.
This is an intervention. We've all
Marge,
been meaning to
what
talk
do you have to
you.
Say to me?
Marge is just licking her stomach. She is embarrassed for you that you have
Marjorie. She's grunted at me. You guys, I brought Marge. Have you seen the floppy fish toy? It's actually USB chargeable, but it, like, flops around. I saw it on TikTok.
I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, and I wanted to get it for McCoy. So I did. So Jake ordered it. McCoy literally could care less.
Yeah.
His anxiety is through the roof these days. He's not even a dog. He's just a whining creature. He's doing well physically, everyone. He has three legs, my dog. But he mentally is unwell.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out. The vet has no idea.
He's not in, like, pain or anything, right?
No, he's not in pain. He was on pain meds for a while and we weaned them off of him. I don't think it's, I don't know. His just anxiety, I'm just back to giving him pain meds because it kind of, like,
calms him down a bit.
Yeah, which I feel bad. But I also am like, he can't have that much. I don't know how much time he has left. Is it years? Is it months?
Is it days?
I don't know. I hope it's anyways, not days. It's nice to see a calm cat because McCoy all day whined in my face.
Yeah, but.
And he was on CBD, other medicine, and pain meds. And he's still. And I took him for a really long walk and we sat at Hall Street Bakery and had lunch. So he had like an outing today and he was still anxious.
I don't understand that.
Me either.
I mean, but. We have anxiety, so I get that.
He needs therapy.
I could go on a long walk and
still be anxious.
Yeah, put enough wine in me to still be anxious. Self-medicating, everyone. Yeah. But wait, I was going to say something about McCoy. No, oh, the cat thing. Uh-huh. Marge, so this fish thing. Marge didn't like it. She seemed afraid.
I think if there had been catnip in it,
she would have been happier.
Maybe like it would have, she would have been more drawn to it.
Yeah. But she did seem kind of spooked by it. And then
also I did just come in and be like, here's a fish.
Yeah. And it was just flopping around and she seems very tired from it all now. She had to, whenever I come into this room, she has to be in here whenever we record. But yeah, I'm pretty proud of her. She pretty much leaves us alone.
Yeah. She just stares at me.
Yeah. Which
she looks kind of uncomfortable right now. Cats are, oh.
Oh, she gonna go snoozy. I was in class today and she was snoring.
You were like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Also, someone was giving a presentation in class. So obviously they were unmuted and I could just hear her dog in the background lopping up water. You know that noise?
Yes.
It was really funny. It's like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Trying to think what other stories I have to tell. I stayed at a casino this weekend.
What?
I was up at Leelanau, Michigan for a wedding.
Did you say Leelanau Sands?
Hell yeah, I did.
What?
Well, there's the casino and then up the hill is the lodge.
Yeah.
Which I thought it would be like really nice because usually casino hotels, but that's like a small.
Yeah, it's very small.
Casino and the lodge is like more of a motel vibe.
Yeah.
But yes. I mean, I didn't pay for it, so I can't complain. But like, it was fun. I mean, it was fine. It wasn't like dirty or anything. It was just old.
Yes.
And like, but I had like a balcony that looked out at Sutton's Bay.
Oh, that's nice.
And, but in the morning before the wedding, I like woke up early, had tons of time and I had my balcony door open and I was just sitting in my bed drinking coffee and the balconies are all shared,
uh-huh.
But you have like a little thing dividing and there was clearly a dude out there watching football on his phone.
Oh, fuck.
And he just kept farting. Like, like gross man farts. And I was just so grossed out. Like, A, I like the sound of football in the fall.
No.
I like the sound of football in the fall. Like, it's a nostalgic thing for me.
Yeah.
But not when I'm picturing some fucking dude just farting while watching. So I knew he
didn't know that.
No, he thought no one could hear him and he was safe.
Oh my God. I wonder how many times we've done that. Something like that. You know?
Probably a lot. And then, oh my gosh, everyone, I made a TikTok of Jake watching the end of the Lions game. It was devastating for him. Don't need to go into details about it, but I just captioned it something like, I saw my husband's soul die. Leave his body in this football game. And I knew it might get like quite a few views because it was funny and very, I posted it like 10 minutes after the game ended. So I thought like, okay, maybe it'll, whatever. It is, I think it will reach 1 million views. It's at 960,000 views.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I kept texting Abby, like your clickbait, and she did not understand what I was saying, but I was referencing the show, but she thought I meant like it was clickbait.
And I was like, that's not what clickbait is. I was like, but I was like, okay, yeah, yeah, ha ha.
Ha ha ha. How many times do you do that to me? Ha ha.
No, but that one was, anyways. Now have 400 some followers on TikTok and they're all straight white men who care too much about sports. And that is not
who you
the
want
audience.
To be
yeah. No, I'm upset. I had from the beginning of quarantine when the Savage song, I had like, cause again, I don't post really. So I had made it and didn't realize that I had posted it, but it was me doing the dance. Cause I spent like 3 hours during quarantine learning it. And I immediately hit and removed that video because I was like,
I don't want people to see that.
I don't need anyone seeing this. So yeah.
Or commenting on that.
Yeah. No. What if they're like, you suck. You're ugly. Oh my God. Yeah. So I'm really scared because there's like 1800 comments from strangers. The best two where someone said, because you can see my living room in it. And for those who don't know me, my fireplace has plastic over it because of the stink bugs still all these years later. Yeah. And someone commented, "I really like your living room." And then someone replied to that comment and said, "It's new. The wrapping is still on the fireplace." And that made me laugh really hard because that was a funny joke. And then someone else said about Jake, they were like, "It must have been the bad luck Crocs." Because Jake was wearing his Crocs in neon shorts in the video. So that made me giggle.
Yeah. How does he feel about being a viral video?
All day he was like 700,000. He was just texting. He was looking at his views. I dropped him off at school too because his car broke, his truck, and it's so expensive to fix.
Are you guys going to just get a new one?
No, it's not. I mean,
it's not that expensive.
But it's expensive. And
life!
I know. So I had to drive him to school. And I was like, "Are you so excited to tell your classmates that you're viral?" And he's like, "How did you know that was the first?" He's like, "I haven't pulled up." He was like, "Gonna tell them." So
that's really exciting. Yeah. I get it. I mean, I'm viral.
Yeah. As in anti-viral. Like you have a virus.
I have a virus. So, you
know. Yeah. I mean, we still have been trying to make BJ Babs go viral. On Instagram. Yeah,
what, like 800 followers?
You did get a lot, though, when you made a push for it.
Yeah.
Are you happy you have all those people?
Yeah, they're great. They're all really nice. No one's mean to me. So as long as people just stay. I don't really do much on Instagram. I post some memes.
Yeah.
But
I like it. I wish you'd post more.
Memes?
Like stories.
I'll post more memes.
Like things of Marge.
I'll post more of Marge. Yeah. Cute. Little boo-boo.
So.
Okay.
Anyways.
I don't have any updates about my life.
No, we have a lot to talk about. It's the season 12 finale.
Yes.
Well, it's the episode before the finale and the finale.
That's correct.
Do we just want to go in?
Yes. It's called At Last and Family Affair.
At Last.
That's good. Etta James. Is that who it is?
My love. They always play that at weddings all the time. It's like they go from like to the window to the wall and then it'll be like, you're like, whoa.
And that's when you're on your eighth glass of wine and you're like, yeah, let's go dance to this one.
I did have two glasses of wine at this wedding at the end because I knew a few people there from my college days and they were just like an amazing group of people. It was like, I didn't want to leave. But then I tried putting my camera away for a while. But I was like, no, my camera is my safety blanket.
Yeah.
Like it feels like, oh, I'm in this group of people because I have a purpose.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just like, hey.
Yeah.
So I ended up that my camera was literally the card was full, but I just carried it around. Because then it was like, oh, she's working. She's allowed to be
she's
here.
She's allowed to be here. But
otherwise, I'm just a girl wearing jeans at a wedding.
Well, everyone had probably seen you. The whole way.
Nope. I took off my invisibility cloak and I rejoined. Hmm. Okay. So we're talking about, At Last and Family Affair, season 12, episode 23 and 24. Want me to go first?
Sure.
Infections have a nasty way of sneaking up on you. You're feeling pretty good. You think the infection is gone and then it reappears out of nowhere. When your body's still weak and when you're barely recovered, bam, you're infected all over again. And once the infection spreads, once it gets into your bloodstream, well, then you really have to watch it because that's the kind of infection that can kill you. You know what, you know that thing, that terrible thing you thought you laid to rest? What if you didn't? You know that thing you think you finally figured out? What if you haven't? When do you know you've put something to bed? When is it finally safe to move on? Maybe you never know. Maybe you just have to test the water. You have to see how it feels. And if it feels good, I mean really good, then hell, I'd say go for it. Meredith Grey.
And then the second one, they say love knows no bounds. I don't know about that. I feel like I've seen the bounds and pushed them a couple times. Love definitely has bounds. I've seen where it ends. Love has boundaries. We know this. We knock them down, build them back up, then knock them down again. But does it have to be that way? Can't we learn? Can't we be brave? Can't we believe? Because maybe that's all we need. A little courage, a little hope, a little belief. Maybe there are no boundaries if we choose to not see them. Maybe love is unlimited if we're just brave enough to decide love is limitless. Maybe there's enough happy for everyone. Or maybe, give me a minute, I'll think of something. And Meredith Grey.
Shotgun workup. We have wrists, strep throat, paratonsillar abscess, necrotizing fasciitis, Kyle Diaz, multiple sclerosis, meningitis, sepsis, paraventricular abscess, Donnie, stab wounds, Louise, dementia, sliced palm, and severed tendon, and April Kepner, pregnancy.
four rounds.
They're kind of in a weird order. I apologize about
that. That's fine. And just a reminder, again, these are a bit longer. So Owen sells the trailer, which we were just talking about.
We manifested
last episode. Where'd the fucking trailer go?
Yeah.
So he sells it and he buys the house. Him and Amelia keep talking about a pretend life where they are married. They live in a house together and they have five kids. Meredith blows up at Amelia that she is living in a fantasy. Wait, I'm sorry, I have to stop here. Did you see that thing that I posted on Instagram? It's a 10-minute loop of Miranda from Sex and the City screaming at
Carrie
that just says, you're living in a fantasy.
Yes, I did see that.
So send that to anyone who is living in a fantasy. It just loops for 10 minutes. Okay. She accuses her of living in her house, raising her kids, dating her best friend's ex, stealing Derek's job, and now also being just as confident and cocky as him. She tells Amelia to get her own life. After her surgery on Kyle Diaz that day, she goes to Owen's house and proposes to him for real.
Kyle Diaz is still not doing well. His tremor is back and he won't let Steph help him. Even his mother and sister kick her out of the hospital room when she tries to figure out what is wrong with him. Amelia had to remove his DBS implant, which made his tremor come back. Even with treatment, he was still septic and his neck was stiff 3 days after surgery. His CT showed a paraventricular abscess, so Amelia planned drainage and ventricular washout. Steph went to his room to talk to him and they both decided they were in it for the long haul. She told him that he would make it through the surgery, no problem. Amelia was very confident about the surgery, even though both Steph and Meredith questioned her. In surgery, the abscess ruptured into the ventricular, and despite their best efforts to remove the infection, he was pronounced dead at 15:23. Joe ran to the gallery to try and move Stephanie before she saw it, but it was too late.
Both Bailey and Ben think they are right, and both of them are playing a waiting game between each other. Richard and Jackson try to give the couple either an option to move out or encourage them to stop fighting, but they don't give in.
That one will finish in a later round. Callie and Penny are also struggling. Callie wants to call the relationship because she is not leaving without Sophia, and she doesn't expect Penny to give up the grant. Penny tries to make things better with her, but Callie ends up breaking up with her. Callie also asks Arizona to change the dates that they have Sophia. Oh, for Sophia twice, and eventually Arizona loses her temper at Callie, saying that it's her fault they are in this situation. Penny ends up crying in the locker room and telling Meredith that they broke up. She thanks Meredith for her teaching her everything, and actually she leaves. She goes to New York early.
After Arizona looks in on Jackson and April with their new baby, she realizes she can't go on this way for Callie. She shows up with Sophia at Callie's house with two plane tickets to New York. She tells her that she wants summers, certain weekends, and other stipulations that seem agreeable. She says that Sophia deserves two happy moms and that they did this all wrong. Callie hugs her.
Meredith is upset at Owen selling the trailer, upset at Amelia for reminding her of Derek and for moving too quickly with Owen. She takes this out on everyone during a surgery, and Riggs calls her out on it at the end of the day in the parking lot. They end up yelling about Derek and Owen and Megan, and then they end up making out against a car. They flirt the next day, and we find out that they had sex four times in one night. Mm-hmm. At Amelia and Owen's wedding, Maggie leans into Meredith and tells her that she likes him, meaning Riggs.
Ooh. Joe says she can't marry Alex. Alex talks to Meredith about it and ends up explaining to Joe that he is grown up now and he is done with the drama. He wants a house, a family, and a wife. He packs a bag and he leaves the loft. While at Amelia and Owen's wedding, he realizes he should give Joe another chance. He heads back to the loft and winds up seeing DeLuca and Joe in a very compromising position, I might say.
Yeah.
She's only in her underwear. DeLuca's on top of her. Joe had been drinking with Steph, who left her with DeLuca, and she was wasted. She ends up telling DeLuca that she has an abusive husband, and she ran from him. If she files for divorce, then he will be able to find her. Alex sees DeLuca on top of Joe and beats the shit out of him.
I'm glad they don't show it for as long as I remember, but... April and Ben go back to Mare's house to get the rings, and she starts having contractions. Ben does a pelvic exam and feels the baby's foot and cord. The baby is breached and needs to be delivered via C-section immediately. Ben calls Robbins, and she talks him through it. He gives April a C-section without any drugs on Meredith's table. Luckily for him, the baby, a girl, and April both pull through.
And then finally, Amelia and Owen's wedding day shows up and no family of Amelia's is going to show up, and it's raining. Amelia overhears Meredith telling Owen that he should have talked to Christina. She starts to get cold feet and she explodes at Meredith. Meredith gives her the option to run and she will be the getaway driver. And she takes her up on it. Her and Maggie and Amelia drive away to a gas station where they drink Slurpees and have a lot of discussions about if it's possible to find a love a second time. Eventually, they decide to go back and Amelia walks down the aisle to Owen. And they get married.
Yeah.
First notes?
First notes. Where do mine start? Oh.
Because we were trying to write notes together.
But it was hard.
It was. So Abby and I opened up the Google Doc at the same time without texting each other last night to watch the episodes. And we were like, hey, hi, on the Google Docs. And then was like, we should take notes together. One, two, three, hit play.
I thought we could condense our notes then.
Yeah, and it just didn't work. So we just took our own notes.
Yeah.
What we ended up doing.
I said, Owen is selling the trailer. Grace has spoken to us.
I said, I truly do not understand these stairs to the hospital.
Yeah, what are, I don't.
There are these huge stairs outside that we have never been there. And we saw
By the trailer when Owen
Them like 2 episodes ago or something. I'm like, when did these show up?
Yeah, I don't know. There's also that weird, there's like an outdoor area too that looks like the catwalk.
Yeah.
But it's outdoor. I have also a thing saying, I wouldn't say no to artichoke dip either because Richard is talking about some dinner party he wants to have. And he asked Ben if they could bring that artichoke dip. And I was like, that sounds good.
I would love some artichoke dip.
What do you want to talk about?
Okay. Well, I just am going to quickly say my one note here. Like, I kind of feel like Owen should have asked Meredith if he could sell the trailer. Like, I know he owned it or just mentioned it to her. Like, by the way, I'm going to sell the trailer.
Right.
Not ask for permission. But
ask if she would want it first.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to sell it. Would you like to buy it back from me?
Right.
Like, I feel like it really would catch you off guard, like to walk.
Well, and I think it did. That's what sent her day to start with. You know what I mean? Like, and I think in the monologue too, I noticed it says you know, that thing, that terrible thing that you thought you had laid to rest. What if you didn't?
Yeah.
And I feel like her feelings about Derek, she thinks are laid to rest. And then all of these things trigger her throughout the day. Amelia's confidence, the trailer being sold, Christina or Owen and Amelia getting married. It's like she hasn't moved on and she's not ready to.
Yeah. I have a note kind of about moving on.
Yeah.
So, Meredith is still wearing the ferry boat scrub cap, if you notice. And at some point, she doesn't anymore. Like, she wears that purple scrub cap.
Right.
So I wonder, is that next season?
It might be.
Is next season like Medusa?
What's Medusa? Oh, the...
They call... Or the was wedding, that this season? Where they call Mare Medusa.
Oh, I don't remember. But I feel like the scrub cap thing, I feel like there's an actual episode where she puts it in a drawer. I remember seeing that.
And stops wearing it. So just like to kind of play off what you just were talking about is like, I really don't think she has moved on or laid any of this to rest. She's still like living this specific life.
Well, and I think then she tries to with the Riggs thing, like even in the monologue, it's like, sometimes you got to just see if it's okay or not. And I feel, can we talk about that part? Yeah. I know it's like later in the episode, but I couldn't remember when it happened. I thought there was like a slow burn with them, but there's not.
No.
There's literally no flirting. They have a couple meaningful conversations, I feel like, about losing loves, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But she's on Team Owen.
Yeah.
And so this felt like they were just fighting and then and pushing each other. And then it just happened, which... is just interesting. Like, it just, I didn't remember that that's how it started. I didn't see any sexual chemistry to them leading up to this, but after they've had sex and then when they're working together.
Yeah.
And he's like, and they're just kind of like quippy with each other. She's like, well, don't get attached to me. I am, you know, like.
Yes.
I felt like I could sense some, you know, like good chemistry.
No, I agree. It's this very dramatic moment of, they're arguing and then he says, well, what do you want? And then she goes in and makes out with him up against the car. And then
she opens the car.
They get in the car. It's like very obvious that they're going to
So they had
fuck.
Sex at daylight in the...
It was nighttime.
Was it? Okay.
It was
but
nighttime.
In their work parking lot.
In their work parking lot. You could very much get fired for that.
Yeah. I loved...
What are we talking about? They fuck all over the hospital.
Yeah. I loved... the next day too, when she's like, I really did come at you, didn't I? Like, she laughed. He's like, actually, excuse me, you made the first move. And I love when she giggles to herself, like, I sure did, didn't I? Like, she's kind of proud of herself.
Yes. And Riggs at one point says, because Mare says, doesn't want Riggs to get too attached. And Riggs ends up responding with, you're good, but nobody is that good. Which I think is really funny. Like, they can, I feel like they can both hold their own.
Yes, agreed. I loved that scene with them.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm working. He's like, so am I. Like, they're just like,
yeah.
I don't know. They're funny together. And I feel like he isn't gonna, because he didn't know Derek, I feel like he's not treating her like she's fragile.
Yeah, or like a widow.
Yes. And so I feel like she might be drawn to that.
And I think he also gets her too in the way that he lost his love of yeah. his life.
And they both talk about it like, oh no, that's the love of my life.
Yes.
Like, you might not be, but that person was. But I really think also because he also didn't know Derek.
Yes.
It's a boundary where she's like, okay. Because she's not made out with anyone that knew Derek.
Yes, I agree.
I guess she never does.
No, not at
DeLuca
this point.
DeLuca didn't know him either.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So.
They had sex 4 times one night. Proud of them. That's a lot.
That's exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done that.
Me either.
Like, but the thought of that makes me want to just immediately go to bed.
Yeah, like, how do you recover? What's the recovery time? Do you sleep in between? But then I'd be like, don't wake me up.
I mean, did they have sex 4 times in a car?
No, I bet you they moved somewhere.
You think?
Yeah.
Because he was talking about his moves and stuff in a car. So, like,
I feel like the first one was in the car, and then they were probably like, want to go somewhere.
Okay.
And then they went somewhere.
Okay. I took it as they had sex 4 times
in the
car.
That's a long time in a car. It would smell so bad. So anyways, we have that to look forward to. Let's skip to the... So Maggie and Riggs also have a similar sort of like back and forth with each other. They're competing for cardio patients. They're having a good like rapport with each other. And she's also right out of the relationship with DeLuca. He's an equal to her mm-hmm. versus DeLuca. And then at the wedding.
Actually, she's still like
his superior. That's yeah. true.
But they're both attendings.
Yes. And then at the wedding. Do you think she thought Riggs was smiling at
yes.
her?
Oh. Absolutely. Like, they're right next to each other. And he's like very dreamy-eyed to that part of the church.
Yeah.
And
do you think... Part of me, like, I know Meredith freaks out and then, like, obviously doesn't... She moves away from Riggs at this point. I really feel like communication could be everything, where she could have said, Maggie, I had sex with him.
Last night.
Yeah. And nipped it in the butt versus what ends up happening.
Absolutely. Because, like, this is the first time Maggie is saying something about it. It's not like Meredith has betrayed Maggie.
Right.
But then finding out how Maggie feels and not being honest and forthright about...
Is worse.
When she's like honest about everything else. Like, that's the relationship that they have. If that was not the relationship they had, I don't think she would need to tell her. But they're sisters, they live together. Like, right. It doesn't make sense not to. I think it would be really hard to.
Pouring wine, everyone.
Thank you. Oh, bang.
Yeah, I think, like, can we just stop talking?
I just had to make sure I did it right. So, yeah. But shocking. That was that was the end of the season.
Yeah.
Was that last
And Meredith's bit. Eyes were like, boo.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Other big things. Let's talk about the fun things. Let's talk about, let's get the sad thing over. Let's talk about Kyle and Steph.
Yeah. Yikes. I forgot. I didn't remember he died.
I couldn't remember how. I didn't realize it was that abruptly. And of course it happens after they make amends and they decide they're all in.
Yeah. Why did I think he broke up with her? Maybe I was getting confused that she broke up with him.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess. But, like, for some reason, I do not remember him dying.
And she says she's going to throw her bra on stage and it's going to be embarrassing. She's going to act a fool. I love
it. Yeah.
They have such great chemistry. He's very sexy to me.
Yeah.
I'm just sad.
I know. And it's really sad that she, like, watches it happen in the...
Gallery.
I always want to say the OR. But
I know. I mean, kind of.
I mean, it is, but right.
Yeah. I'm surprised they even let her in the gallery.
I don't think they did.
Oh,
she just came in there.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, I don't think Amelia wanted her there, you know? I think she just made her
way there.
Yeah, made her way in there.
It was very dramatic, but I did like how they, oh my God, we just got a text. Wait, is that, this is Grey's related. Is that Chris or Jade? It's Chris.
That's Chris.
I think you should read. I think this should be Chris's punishment.
Okay, so Chris just texted us and he said, I'm going to say something crass. Owen's pink nipples are very upsetting.
And we'll end it at that.
And I don't know what episode he's on, but he's clearly having feelings about Owen's nipples. So,
in a way, this is what makes Grey's so good, which is that there are really high stakes in this show and people do die. And why we like it is the drama. But it was very sad to me that we didn't even... Because, again, Steph's last season is next season. So we're never going to see her, like, happy and in love.
Yeah. I know. It's really sad to think of. And I just, and not that like you have to have love to be like a great character or anything, but it is like she got shit on by Jackson and then Kyle dies.
Yeah. So no wonder she leaves.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of Grace Sloan Memorial.
And then she kills her
rapist. Becomes a burn victim. So yeah, I would get the fuck out of there too.
Yeah. I don't have a
lot. You know what is really weird though? What? And we'll get there, but like she talks about so much how like being a doctor is the most important thing to her. And then she decides not to be a doctor anymore.
Right. Like she couldn't even sit in the waiting room.
Yeah. So that's
maybe
really...
just being in that whole scene. Maybe she thinks that was, I can't remember her speech she gives at the very end before she leaves. But I wonder if like she thought this would be the solution, but maybe
it's not.
It isn't. Maybe she needs to be fully removed.
Yeah. That could
from
be.
That world.
That could be. We'll find out.
Yeah. So what did you think about, I feel like, what did you think about Callie and Penny and that whole thing?
Well, okay. So from my understanding, tell me if I'm right here, Arizona has sole custody, but Callie has visiting rights, of some sort that like, is it Arizona that gets to decide when Callie and how much or whatever. And so obviously Arizona does not want Sophia to go to New York. So Callie cannot leave because she is not going to leave without her daughter is what she said.
Yeah. I don't think it's that legally she can't leave. I think it's that like, emotionally she can't.
Yeah. I think Callie can totally leave, but she's not going to leave without her daughter. So she can't leave. She will not leave.
Right.
Okay. I was just making sure that like, she doesn't, it's not...
Like that she's not allowed to go.
No, not that. Just about like seeing Sophia is based upon Arizona's discretion.
I would think so.
Okay. If that's how sole custody works.
Someone who's a lawyer, let us know.
Yeah.
But I believe so. And also I feel like her breakup with Penny was very much just like, there's no way we can make this work long distance, so let's end it now.
Well, which I find interesting because Penny's not in New York forever.
No.
She has like a fellowship grant thing for what, 2 years?
And also before the custody battle, Penny was willing to make the relationship work with just her going.
Yeah. So, I mean, clearly it's an out because Callie's pissed off at Penny, you know, like, and I don't think Callie wants to put in the effort to be with Penny. I think she does love Penny, but I think the idea of making it work with her and then not being able to have Sophie. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's choosing her daughter over Penny, which is...
But like you said, though, like they could make long distance work. Right. Like they could take weekend trips and, you know, she could take a week off here and there. And
I think it's like she either wanted to have her whole life move to New York with Penny, but she doesn't want to split it.
Yeah.
And... I'm going to ruin a notes in trivia because I think it's important for this is that, what's her name? Sarah Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did not let Shonda Rhimes know she was leaving the show until after the season was filmed. So that's why her exit feels different than many other main characters.
Okay.
Like less of a goodbye. You know what I mean? Usually they like close up a lot of loopholes and there's like goodbyes with every character. So
did they film this later on then?
No. They filmed that, but then they thought she was coming back next season.
Oh, so it was like, you go to New York, like we'll do a back and forth thing.
Yeah. Which probably wouldn't have affected the show that much. You know what I mean? Like she might not have been as, but anyway, so Sarah Ramirez decided to leave the show, told her. And so then this was just her end.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, so because it says Sarah didn't tell Shonda about her decision until after the finale had been filmed, which Shonda had stated is the reason that her exit felt different than previous exits of longtime characters.
Yeah, because she doesn't really have like a grand...
No. And I mean, like, luckily there's that nice moment where like Callie and Arizona hug.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, they're going to be okay. But yeah, it doesn't feel like a normal ending where you get a lot more closure.
Yes. Yes. That, okay. So that makes a lot of sense.
I'm assuming when the next season starts, there'll be mentions of her. Be like, oh yeah, I heard she's in New York. You know how they always do that. Yeah. But yeah, because it is a bummer because I do think like, because Callie was such a well-respected character, and I know like Shonda and Sarah Ramirez seemed on really good terms. Like, I bet she could have had a really good exit.
Yeah. I wonder, do we know why Sarah Ramirez decided to leave at the time she did?
Looked into that.
They did.
So I don't know. But I mean, it worked out, I guess. But it's interesting. I thought like definitively we knew like, okay, she's going to go to New York and be with Penny. They're happy ever after. But we don't actually know that because Penny and her are broken up.
Yes.
Which I felt like too, such a shitty exit for Penny, who honestly I was really starting to like. Mm-hmm. I also felt like she gracefully took that breakup. The way she thanked, even though Meredith was like, please don't hug me, she like thanked Meredith for teaching her. I just thought like, I wasn't ready to leave Penny as I'm
wow.
saying it.
Big.
I really liked her in the show. I felt like she was a steady, calm, like interesting character.
Yeah. I have different feelings about Penny.
Tell me.
And, well, no. In like, like as you do in like a rewatch, because I remember like kind of hating Penny, but she really didn't, besides like killing Derek.
Yeah.
She didn't really do anything wrong.
Right.
I mean, she dated Callie. She maybe should have said something, but she didn't know that Callie knew Derek, you know, like all the steps along the way, she never really did anything.
Right. And also I felt like she was emotionally mature during the, like, you know, it's not my place to say anything about Sophia, whatever. And also I think what's upsetting too, in regards to like this being Callie's last episode, is Callie was not painted in a really great way the last few episodes.
No.
Like, we saw kind of an ugly side of her as far as her attitude towards Arizona and all these things. And so it's a bummer that we like end on that note.
Yeah. I also find it very interesting that like, if you were in that situation, would you do what Arizona did? Because I don't think I would.
Not right away.
I don't think I would go through a whole trial and then be like, you know what? You're sad.
Yeah.
She deserves to have two happy moms. Like,
right.
I think that's a great sentiment, but I really don't think I would be like, yeah, take our child across the country and I want summers. Like, I just really can't see myself doing that.
No.
I couldn't really see Arizona doing that either.
Especially because she was so mad at her earlier in the day.
Yeah.
I think she was really affected by watching April and Jackson.
Yes.
And just was like, our daughter, I think it was more again, like thinking of Sophia and was like, no, this isn't about me. Our daughter deserves this.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, I don't know. This is the end of Callie.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay. Should we talk about the wedding?
Yeah. Or the wedding or April and Jack, the C-section. Which one do you want to talk about? You pick.
Let's talk about the wedding.
Okay.
First.
It shouldn't happen.
There are so many signs pointing that this wedding should not have gone down.
Also, again, I don't know the details, but brain tumor has to exist at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially with her risky surgery on Kyle.
Yes.
I fear that that is part of it.
Yes.
Overconfidence.
Starting from the very beginning, Owen mentioning Amelia moving in surgery is the most outrageous move ever. There are like a bunch of other people around. He's like, it's plenty big. And like,
you could pick out the furniture.
You can move in with me. I'm like, what are you doing? This is a very intimate conversation that you should be having, not while someone's open on the table and your hands are inside of them. Owen, you idiot. I was very upset by that.
Yeah.
I was like, it was extremely uncomfortable. And then Maggie at one point is like, are you engaged now? Like, wait, what just happened? Are you engaged? Because they're like making jokes about like being married, and not even jokes, but like making little flirty comments.
Well, and
in front of everyone.
And I feel like it doesn't surprise me that Owen is doing it, because he's sort of like, we know he wants to be a family man.
Yeah.
He wants that. But it feels out of character for Amelia.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's just so.
Well, and then after that, Amelia thinks that Meredith thinks that they are moving too fast. And I have a note in parentheses, because they are.
Duh.
Yeah.
Like, they're absolutely moving too fast. I mean, it was like an episode ago where Amelia was like, let's really do this and try and have a relationship. And then at the end of this episode, she's asking him to marry her.
Yeah.
Also, and why did Owen agree?
The part when they're in bed together, or like in the on-call room naked together, clearly just had sex, and they're talking about how many kids they want, and she says five. I was like, that's not the Amelia
we know,
the true Amelia, because I feel like current season's Amelia is sober, brain tumors removed, good head on her shoulders, and yeah. She barely could decide what to do with the baby. Like, first of all, she's already lost a child.
Yes.
Second of all, like, how scared she was when she was pregnant with Scout.
Yeah.
Like, for her to just be like, oh, I want five. Like, yeah. She's clearly not okay.
Yes. And it's kind of fucked up that, like, Owen doesn't see that.
Right. Well, it's filling all the boxes for him.
Yeah. I know, like, you know, a couple episodes ago, like, we were concerned they didn't want to date because of her sobriety and she was newly sober again and stuff. And he just completely overlooks all of these pink flags.
Yes.
That this might not be the right moment, like you said, so he can fulfill his own fantasies and needs and
right.
wants.
Right.
Which is to be a father, to have the home, to do the thing.
Right.
And he's willing to like put it all on the line. But it's fucked up.
Yeah, so it starts that way. And then we get to the actual wedding day, which seems very soon after, which can we talk really fast? The scene the finale starts with Mare and Alex laying in the grass, oh, like how she and Christina did.
I know.
I had a lot of feelings during it. Just visually, it's so striking because like we've seen that before.
Yes.
And there's so many good lines. Like one Mare says about Amelia, she's just so full of feelings all the time. Why can't she just cram them down like the rest yes. of us? And then Alex says she's definitely not Christina.
He says you can't expect her to be Christina.
Yes. And then, I'll talk about the Joe and Alex thing scene in a second. But yeah, so like, and then it goes to Amelia and her mom on the phone, which is a devastating scene.
Yeah, before that, oh. I just wanted yeah. to mention something about them laying in the grass. And then they're talking about like one true love, which I thought was important.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then like, maybe you only get one. And then it was one, what, soulmate or true love? And then Meredith's like, well, then who is he? Yeah. Alex, Izzy wasn't your one true love.
I have that quote too.
And that I thought was really interesting. And it was just like a really good callback to like being each other's people, you know? And
yeah.
It makes me sad. No, that Krev isn't even there.
And that in this, they're making a joke about Izzy not being his one yeah. true love. And he ends up with fucking Izzy.
I know. That drove me crazy.
The more
too.
I think about this, the more they should have killed him.
Oh, totally. I mean, none of it makes sense.
I think they were hoping he might someday come back.
Yeah.
But now that I've seen his Justin Chambers bleached blonde hair, I don't
he
think he's.
He has bleached blonde hair. Now.
Yeah, you didn't see it?
No.
Why oh, did, I'll show
why
you
did he
photo.
Do that?
He was
What's
in a,
he doing?
He was in an Instagram video with Ellen Pompeo and Mark Dane, or Eric Dane, who plays Mark.
Oh, doing what?
Just hanging out?
Oh, yeah. That's great.
And he has bleach blonde hair.
That's great.
He went through something.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. You know? So Amelia yelling at her mom. It's also hard because, again, we know that brain tumor exists, but she is saying to her mom, I am sober because we love each other. And she's doing that really good. Like, this actress does that good, like, guttural,
yeah.
like, yell
she
sort of.
She calls her mommy, which is really sad.
Yeah, mommy. Like, it's so sad. She's unwell.
She says, I'm alone. If you don't come, it's just me. Like, she has no family there.
Right. Her sisters don't come. Derek is dead. The whole part where she talked about, like, Derek was supposed to walk me down the aisle. Like, my mm-hmm. dad is dead. Derek walked all of my sisters, which that makes me get goosebumps to think about that Derek had that responsibility too.
Yeah.
Like, he might have been an ass, but I miss him.
And and she's all alone. And it's raining. The wedding yeah. is doomed.
Yeah. And it's not like little rain. It's like
dark. It's like torrential, like. Well, I mean, obviously April can leave the house, so
we'll get there.
Yeah, we will get there. But
I love what Maggie tries to help, but Maggie is just not the right kind of help.
She's too rainbow sunshine.
Yep.
Who says Amelia stuff your feelings in? I think that's Meredith.
Yeah. So, then we get to another scene at the wedding where Meredith runs in to see Owen and he's futzing around with his cufflinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I love...
No. Can we go back one second?
Yes, sorry.
So Amelia won't leave the bathroom. And the only person who can get her to leave the bathroom is Owen. And he shows up and he says, it doesn't matter. If they don't want to be here, then they shouldn't be. We don't want them. They don't get it. And they don't have to. I'll be there. The only one I want there is you. And she opens the door. She says, it's bad luck to see me before the wedding. So he closes his eyes. She keeps her eyes opened and they kiss. And then she's like, get out of here. So he gets her to come out of the bathroom.
In his leather jacket.
After Meredith said, Amelia, stuff your feelings.
I do love that Meredith is like, everyone comes out of this bathroom. Do you know how many people have said they weren't coming out? They always come out, which I can think of definitely Izzy.
Izzy laid on the floor for a long time. Probably Meredith. George.
It's great. And I will say, I'm going to give Owen one compliment.
Okay. You can give him as many as you want.
I do think that that leather jacket's a good look on him.
I agree. Yeah, it is.
It makes him, it fits his like sort of aggressive self. Like it looks better than when he's like in scrubs and like that.
Yes. And I mean, I will give it to him. I'll give him the compliment of like coming and being there for his fiance in her stressful emotional time of need.
And not being like scared away by that.
Yeah. So,
So I do love that then, sorry, I'm going to jump then to Meredith walks in. Owen's futzing with the
cufflinks.
And I love when she just, I love that she sets her stuff down and immediately goes and starts helping. But then she's like, really big step.
Yeah.
Making a very passive. And I love the sentence that she says. She says, he left her to me and she left you to me.
Yes.
So like she is feeling this equal responsibility of like Christina told her to look out for Owen and Derek said to look out for Amelia. And so it's like she doesn't know who or what to help.
Mm-hmm.
And she asks if he even told Christina. He says no, she's in either.
She also, and Amelia overhears this. Yes. Christina doesn't know she was the love of your life. Like that would suck to hear on your wedding day, your sister.
So bad.
Saying to your future husband, like you didn't tell your ex-wife she was the love of your life. Fuck.
Yeah. Especially because I do believe they were each other's loves of their life in a way. But again, it's that like they broke up because not because they weren't in love.
Yes.
So it's even extra complicated.
Yeah.
So yeah, then Meredith goes into Amelia and kind of lies about why she's late.
Yeah.
Because she was just in there with Owen. I couldn't even type fast enough. I was trying to like type what Amelia said.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't.
Same.
But there's a couple things. She says she doesn't know what she is doing. There's no one here to tell her to quit or to help her. She says, you are rooting for the other guy. You told me to go and be with Owen and then you turned on me and now you are not on my side. And I love when Meredith just says, you are me before, she's like, I get this. You are me before Derek. Like, I know how to talk to you. And I love that she gives her three options. She's like, I will do whatever you want. If you want me to kick your ass and tell you you're beautiful and go down the aisle, I will. If you want me to call your mom, yell at her and freak out, I will. If you want me to drive the getaway car, I will. There was one other one.
Yeah, she said, you're me before Derek. I can be here for you. I know how to do this. I can be a twisted sister for you. And then she said all those other ones. Just let me know what you need. I am here for you. I am your family. Amelia, today I am your person.
Yeah. Which is interesting because also remember like last episode, she told her to get her own life.
Yeah. And I mean like Derek is dead. Maggie is full of sunshine. Amelia says, you're rooting for the other guy. You told me to go and meet with Owen. We both know you don't like me, but you're stuck with me. I have no family. And then, like you said, I love that Meredith is just like, I get this.
Yeah.
What you're doing right now. And I love that she brings in Derek. You're me before Derek.
Yeah.
And I think it's this really sweet moment. I'm going to give a shout out to our listener, Chris. He said he really wanted us to talk about the fact that through that whole monologue that Amelia is doing in between that and like the two shots, Meredith goes from wearing her clothes she wore into having her dress on.
Oh.
So he's like, so we are to believe that this whole time Amelia is freaking out, Meredith is just getting changed, which I think is actually really hilarious because I also think that shows that like Meredith isn't taking it too seriously. Like she is and she isn't. She's like, I get all of this. Like, and I'm just going to keep doing what I need to do to get ready for this day
because
we'll do what we need to do.
Exactly. Yep. That is funny. Cause by the end she's dressed as a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My favorite scene, I think, is when her and Maggie and Amelia start running away in the rain and Richard just looks at them and he's just like, oh no.
I love one of the parts. Mare drives the getaway car and they're like, I think it's Maggie says like, what's wrong with Owen? And then they're like, nothing's wrong with Owen. And I think Maggie is the one who said, well, he could use some sun.
Yeah. And yeah. And then Amelia's like, nothing's wrong with Owen. Yeah. But yeah, that was a great moment. I just think what Richard seeing his two daughters, essentially, like, you know, one real one, yeah. but like running away. He just like, he also has to be the bearer of bad news to Owen that they are not there. And also that April is not there.
Yeah. All three of them are gone. He says, let's just stay calm. Yeah. Which is like the most Richard thing to say. Well, in that
and
moment.
Too, I think that was in the next episode. Maybe it's in this one. I'm just skipping ahead really quick about Richard. Is that he's watching couples fight. He's watching all this shit happen, and he's just like, "What the fuck is happening?" And then it is a sweet moment when Catherine arrives, and he's like, "Thank God."
Yes. Yeah. But she looks great when she shows up. She looks very chic in her elevator outfit.
Love it. And they just have a good slow kiss.
Yeah. They go and get Slurpees.
Yeah, interesting choice. They're also, okay, one unrealistic thing, because I've been to a lot of weddings, seen a
lot of gas stations.
Seen a lot of updos.
Okay.
Amelia's updo is very voluminous.
It's too big.
Yeah, it's not. This is going to sound awful. Sometimes I like look, especially on TV shows, like I look at this person, I'm like, you are beautiful. If you just had like your hair chic down, simple, like not simple dress, but like what is with the accoutrements
that do not fit? Did you feel that way about my hair for my wedding? My hair was very big for my wedding.
But it was elegant. Like it wasn't in a fucking beehive with a weird fan. What was Amelia's hairpiece?
I don't know.
It felt early 2000s to me, and this wasn't that long ago.
Yes.
But what I don't understand and is unrealistic is she goes in the fucking rain, and when she goes to marry Owen, even though they're like, she needs 10 minutes, it's still voluminous. That's not possible.
No, that's not possible at all. Everyone's, like, hair is fine. They end up getting in.
Her dress is fucking chiffon. Yeah. That would not be okay.
I thought her dress was very pretty.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was, like, I thought it was pretty simple.
It was very Venetian.
Yeah. But her hair was too fucking much for me.
It was very big.
It was way too big.
Needed like a part and maybe like a, I don't know. I just.
And also I was really weirded out that they were getting married at a church. When have they ever been to a church?
Yeah. Neither of them like, are religious.
No. And it was a weird church.
Yeah. It was like very stony.
Yeah.
It had a cool outside area.
Sure. But like what? Yeah. It always weirds me out when like,
also when
I could see Bailey going to church.
Yeah.
She did get married in a church. They're talking about God all the time. But like.
Maybe it was the only thing available.
Because they got engaged and married so fucking quickly.
Yeah. Also like when Richard's like, oh, you're well liked. There's lots of people. There were not that many people there.
No, there were like five people there. And no, didn't recognize a single fucking one. No,
never.
And I did love that April was the best man.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah.
She did forget the rings.
Yeah, but she's pregnant. Pregnancy brain.
True, true. We'll get to her in a second.
Yeah.
So also then they're talking a lot about like, can you have true love a second time? Mm-hmm. And it's a good conversation because, well, like how Maggie's like, I would like to have it once.
I know.
Which she does. Winston.
Amelia freaks out at one point too on Meredith. And Meredith's like, I didn't make you run. You made me run. You're not a victim here. You chose to run. You wanted to run. And then Amelia asks, why am I marrying Owen? And she's questioning whether Owen is her new drug.
Yeah.
Which kind of, but also brain tumor.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it definitely, like, she found something else to dive into.
Yeah.
Also, there's that line, too, and she's like, you dangled it in front of me. Like, of course I would take it.
Yeah.
And then they end up going back when they decide they can have two loves.
Yeah.
They make that decision. Because they're starting to think of people, and they're like, Richard Weber.
Yeah.
So I love that he's, like, the through line.
Yeah.
And they end up going back. Meredith tells Owen, like, go out there. But before that, I want to say Riggs comes in and he had the rings. April forgot them. He went and got them. And they just kind of like have this quiet moment. And Owen tells him, he's like, there'll be food after. and then he like leaves. And then I thought it was really sad and sweet, whatever. But like Meredith and him talk about Mare talks to Riggs about her post-it wedding with Derek. Mm-hmm. And that I loved when she said, he loved me so much, he didn't care. Poor guy. I barely gave him a wedding.
Yeah.
Mare has wet eyes. Mm-hmm. And it's also sad to me when Riggs says, he was going to be my best man. Like, just to like emphasize to us as viewers how close of friends they were. And I like when he's like, yeah, I think I'll stay. I like weddings.
Yeah. And he stands by Owen's mom.
Yeah.
Which is really sweet. And before Amelia comes back, Owen says that he's giving Amelia the benefit of the doubt. She deserves that. And Alex is around for that. And we'll get to Alex later. But Alex agrees. And I think that's what shifts him to go back and talk to Joe. Owen's giving Amelia the benefit of the doubt.
I wish Owen hadn't said that. Because I wish Alex hadn't gone back.
Yeah.
Okay, then Rihanna plays.
Okay, great. Love it. Yeah.
Such a good song.
Hey, oh, Rihanna. Love on the Brain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It makes me want to listen to it right now. I also think it'd be a great first dance song if anyone wants to like use that.
Groove.
Just thought it was perfect. We'll talk about it in post-op about this season and the music, but I thought that was just the best.
Yeah.
And she goes down the aisle.
Yeah. She goes down the aisle and they get married.
That's me singing.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So they got married. And they probably shouldn't have. Yeah. I don't remember how long it takes for them to get divorced, but I don't think that long.
No, but it could be like season 14? 16 or
16.
Well, when they foster that one.
No, because 16 was a season ago and she was with Link.
Okay. So 15 maybe. Yeah. Because she has short hair and she is taking care of the girl who's having a baby, right?
Yes.
Owen has to go to...
Didn't they break up and they were still living together?
Owen goes to visit Teddy too. Remember?
Oh, in Germany?
Yeah.
Germany?
Yeah. Okay, can we get the Alex part over with? I would like to end on April Jackson instead of Alex.
Because that's better?
Well, in the end it is.
That's true.
So Joe's drunk. We learn that she has an abusive husband.
Yes.
And Dr. Schuster.
Dr. Schuster. And she escaped, left, and she changed her name because she did not want to be found. So her whole thing is she can't marry Krev.
Alex doesn't even know her real name.
Yeah, Alex doesn't know her real name.
It was sad when she said he'd hit me in the stomach.
God, I know.
Like, when she says the descriptions, it's hard to hear.
I think it's really important that Grace tells this story. And definitely a lot of people have talked about the episode where Joe or all the women line the hallways. But so this is the beginning of Joe's story and us finding out. And it does really bring it all together for us. We're like, because when you're watching this, we now know. But I remember watching it being like, why won't Joe marry Alex? I mean, he comes home at one point and she says, let's make a baby.
Yes.
Like, I'm not leaving you, but I can't marry you. And it's like, well, why won't you just marry him?
It's sad that she's pulling at she's trying to find a way to ensure to him that like, no, I'm in it.
Well, and the other thing too, because I don't believe that you have to get married, but she's not even arguing like that she doesn't believe in marriage. Because that would be one thing too. You know, like if she was like, no, I don't want to get married.
Right, so she keeps saying, I can't.
I can't. And it's like, well, what's going on? So
it's also hard because I really think she's afraid if he knew he would try to find the guy or like, you know what I mean? Like be too angry.
I'm so sad about the...
Like what happens?
Well, what happens with DeLuca?
Right.
Because, so DeLuca's just trying to be a good guy. He ends up staying at the bar with Joe.
Well, because Stephanie's like, Wilson's your patient.
Yeah,
now.
There's also Mr. Bones at the bar. Did you see that? Mr.
No.
Bones is on call. There's like a skeleton in the bar and Joe like talks to it or something. I was like, what is a skeleton? And then it zooms out. It has a sign on it. It's like Dr. Bones is on call or something.
I also love when she's like, this isn't even my purse.
Yeah.
I need to find a goober.
Yeah. So he gets her home. She like
starts taking her clothes off.
Yeah. Has her pants off, opens up about everything. It's just being very drunk. And then DeLuca is very like, don't take off your clothes.
I know. And he's being such a nice boy.
Yeah. And then when she really does start getting, he's like, I need to leave. Like, you're taking all your clothes off. And then right as he helps get her into bed and they fall and they're laughing, Alex fucking walks in. And he is on top of a pantied Joe.
Part of me thinks, like, couldn't DeLuca have tried to juke and like... get away from the hits.
I don't know if he was thinking he was going to hit him.
That's true. It's also sad too, because okay, so it's like, it's going to perpetuate moving forward. The reason Joe didn't want to tell Alex was that.
Exactly.
Is exactly what he does. But it's also sad because it's weird. Like, Alex wasn't even drunk. Not that that would be an excuse.
Well, what it comes back to, I mean, it's just, it's like we watch Karev, like, grow and expand as a human being and choose not to respond to things in the ways he used to do that. Those ways no longer serve him.
Right.
But then he goes right back to that, like, traumatic, like, childhood response to something. And it's really sad to see because it fucks up his relationships.
Right.
And...
yeah, it's like trauma repeating itself. I mean, this is what his dad did. Like, it's literally, like, generational.
Yes. It's really weird because, like, I feel like we both have, like, very sweet boys, like, and, like, as our husbands. And I've definitely dated a very, like, more violent, aggressive person. But I could never see John punching someone in the face, like... Can you see Jake doing that? Like, if Jake, same situation, Jake walks in on you and DeLuca's on
you. No, I think he'd cry.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I just cannot see that happening.
I think if someone was, the only way that could happen is if Jake thought I was saying no.
Or, yeah, like, in danger.
Then Jake would fucking, he might pull a Karev.
Yeah.
Like, because he does have, I think he could have that in him. But, which, then I get confused. Was Alex thinking that?
I don't know.
Because didn't Joe cut? Was she like, no. Like,
she was like laughing.
Yeah.
I think Alex thinks that DeLuca was taking advantage of Joe, but like Joe was also like.
Yeah. It's just, he saw red.
Yeah.
And we're not forgiving it. I feel like a lot of people sometimes like in the Facebook group and have accused that like we let go things that Alex does. I don't condone this. I think it's easier and explainable based on his past. It's like you understand where it comes from. That does not make it okay.
No, it's completely toxic. It's
and I also think he gets punished for it. Like
he does. He ends up in jail.
Right.
And as he should. Right. Like,
especially because he like beats him to a pulp.
Yeah, you don't get to like beat the shit out of someone and not have consequences for that. Like, violence does not solve anything.
Right.
And no, I think that's a huge fault of Krebs. And it's sad. What I'm saying is, like, it's sad to watch him grow so much and then to come back to that response. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, you're so much better than that. You've moved past that. We listen to him talk all the time about his upbringing and what he went through and what he saw. And for that to be his initial response to something like that, it's like, fuck, Krebs, go to therapy, dude.
I think it's why we root for him, too, because of all the characters he has. He has a lot of ups and downs and like we get excited when he grows as a person. And that's why I think we're even more devastated when this happens because it's like, you're like, come on, you're doing so well.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have this huge, like totally unacceptable response.
It's good TV that we as the viewer now know why and Alex still doesn't. And so, you know what I mean? Like that makes it like, it's like drama, you know, that like we understand.
Yeah. And I really do feel bad for Joe that she
has to watch that too.
She has to watch that. And then she's in a similar situation where she like then has to come to terms with like, am I repeating something? Am I in a relationship with a violent person? You know, like,
and when
we watch her go through that,
when Karev eventually realizes why, I think he feels extra guilt. You know what I mean? Like, it's like even, it's just very complicated. It's honestly incredible that they make it out to a marriage and then it fucks. We don't want to talk about it.
We can't talk about it. Because this is not a spoiler podcast.
So yeah, it's an ugly way. I'm glad they don't show the fight as long as...
But I feel like they like do flashbacks.
No, do they show more of it?
I can't. Feel like they do. I don't know. Because
yeah, I feel like that wasn't long enough. I feel like I've seen more.
Because I feel like Joe is freaking out more.
I just feel like I had a stomach ache knowing it was coming.
I know. Ugh. It's not good. And then I remember DeLuca is like fucked up.
He's like in the hospital for a long time. I also had a lot of feelings and a stomach ache about knowing April was going to get cut open on Meredith's table.
Yeah. Her, that act, dude, what?
That scream
is like a demon coming out of her. But I imagine I would scream the same way if someone was cutting me open.
Okay.
Did she? She had to have passed out at some point.
I hope so.
Kind of like with Derek and with the plane crash where he passes out, where they're like, please pass out, please pass out. And they have to like slam his or cut his arm open or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't show as much of the C-section as I thought they would. I think I was getting the scene with Charlotte. Is that her name? No, not Charlotte. What's her name from Private Practice?
Oh, God. Violet.
That one to me feels more like...
That one?
That's a long...
Yeah.
Like, they show a lot more. So, anyways, I was thinking... Oh, God. And so, it wasn't as much. Like, that scream is a lot. But I just... I'm going to be critical of this. I don't understand why... If I were Ben, I would have fucking picked her up, put her in the car, and headed to the hospital.
Yeah.
Especially after what he's learned. Like, I just don't understand how the rain can be that hard to drive in.
Yeah. I will say that, like, I agree that people have babies at their houses all
the time. Yeah, absolutely. You know?
And, like, I think for that...
I meant once he felt the foot.
Oh, that part. Yeah. Because like beforehand where she was like, the contractions were coming really quick and she's like, I don't want to have this baby in the
car.
He's
right.
Like, I'm a doctor. We'll get through this. That part I get, you know, but then once he does like the exam, and feels the foot and the cord and there's no pulse and stuff, it's like
I guess I would have never even thought about the fact of doing a C-section without drugs.
Well, we're also not doctors, but I mean... But he did make a phone call and everyone agreed. Like, obviously, they probably would have been like, either wait for the ambulance or like get her in the car right now. And Robbins talked him through the C-section. So they agreed that it needed to be done.
I just don't think, can you without drugs? Like, is that?
I'm saying she had to have passed out.
Yeah.
Like you, like.
I don't think I mentally, I mean, April was very much, you know, like, save my baby. Like, don't, which that part was really, like, sad when Jackson was, like, yelling not to. But, like, maybe if I was pregnant and I would be selfless enough to be like, yeah, cut me open while I'm awake. But I feel like that is so scary.
Yeah, I think something in your maternal brain kicks in.
Also, I worry that, like, the stress of that would make something bad happen.
Also.
I guess he did it with that lady in the hallway. She didn't have pain meds.
I think she was probably on pain meds. They had access.
But she was awake, right?
No, she like passed out or something.
Okay. Oh yeah. She was like, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, April shows up and she is not conscious.
That's true. You're right.
So like, I am 98% positive she passed the fuck out because you can't be in that type of pain and like bear that the whole time.
Yeah.
And the other thing I will say is, what was I going to say? It was horrifying. Number one, it was horrifying.
She's so like chill about it.
Oh, the other thing I will say is, do we have anything in the future about like the trauma associated with that? Because I imagine there would be
so
immense
much
trauma.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And no, I don't think we do. Another thing that was very unrealistic to me. Luckily, finally, she takes off her dress. But for a while, she is having contractions and she's wearing a fucking tight ass chiffon dress.
No, take it off.
Everyone I've seen who attempts a home birth, you get naked.
You get naked.
There's no way you can be constricted in that.
Yeah. No, same.
That was the most unrealistic part to me is that when he was doing the cervical exam, she was bent like in her dress still.
Yeah.
I would have been like, where's
take it up.
Yeah, I
take
can't
it off.
Wear I can't
Give
even
me a
wear
robe.
That. I
Give
can't
me
even
a...
wear that when I'm not pregnant.
I know. Also, I thought her contraction noises were very good.
Oh,
I thought they seemed very realistic.
I want to...
Also, her talking about her mom having a baby in a barn. Like...
Oh, yeah. Those Kepners.
Yeah.
Can I spoil one other notes and trivia? Because I think it... Okay. It says, Jesse Williams was on set when Sarah Drew and Jason George filmed the C-section scene to record the phone call. Sarah cited this moment as one of the toughest ones for them to film, requiring them to lean on each other and further establishing the close relationship they have built over the years.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. This is why I'm not an actor. I feel like I would be embarrassed to scream them.
Yeah. Like, yeah, probably. Also, but Jackson, when he calls and she's mm-hmm. like, he's like, April, I'm here. And she's like, you know, Jackson. And yeah. then to be on the fucking phone.
Yeah, for that, hear that?
Hear the mother of your child go, whoa, demon
yeah.
voice.
Yeah.
And then Robbins tells
Bailey
that Ben saved two lives that day.
Oh, that part made me really emotional when Bailey says that. And then she gives him like a fast rap. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those like, I must hug you right now hugs.
Because the last time, two lives
died. Right.
Yeah.
And she said, I like to, right before he said to her, she said to him, I trust you.
Yeah.
Because she knew that she didn't say that before and he needed that.
Also, was the scalpel that Mare's mom used to cut her wrist?
Dude, could have been.
Because there was like blood on it.
Well, yeah. I was like, oh, it's rusty. And then I was like, he's not going to use it. Oh, he's using it.
Yeah. I wondered if, because it was an old medical bag, yeah. if that was the scalpel.
Also, where the fuck did he find that?
In like a closet. And why wouldn't Meredith move that?
My family memorabilia is down in my basement in a tub. Like, there's no way you'd find it.
Yeah. And also,
I just can't even think about cutting into me.
Yeah. When she's like grabbing the edges of the table.
I'd be like, first hit me with a pan.
Knock me out, please. Or like, oh, when they're trying to ice and he's like, can you feel that? And she's like, yes. And it's like, this is gonna suck.
Yeah. Or like, I would say, give me a lot of whiskey.
Yeah.
Like the olden days. And then give me a stick to bite on. Because yeah. also like, she could have cracked her teeth.
Yeah. It was terrifying. That is like a horror movie. And I hope to God I never have to go through something like that.
No. Oh my God, no. Well, luckily we're Michiganders and if it rains, we know how to drive.
Yes. And like, it makes no sense. When he runs out on the porch and he's like, they're coming. But like, it was a thunderstorm. Well, also they live in Seattle. They know how to drive when it rains. It rains in Seattle 90% of the year.
Also, there should be enough ambulances. Mare doesn't live that far. Like,
no, why wasn't there an ambulance?
Makes no sense.
It doesn't.
I mean, clearly the ambulance came.
And made for good television. Oh, and the part where they like, you know.
Oh, and he's holding the baby.
And he's holding the baby and she's fine. Yeah. That's really. And then when Jackson's holding the baby.
Oh, and he's just, yeah, like rocking.
With Ben sitting there and Ben's like super emotional and Jackson's like.
The plastics posse.
I know.
It's good. It was good television.
Yeah, but it was a lot.
It was a lot. I don't think I have much more.
I don't think so either. Do we want to go into notes and trivia?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
This episode's title originated from the song At Last, originally sung by Etta James.
It scored 7.77 million viewers.
The table read took place on April 6, 2016.
Ha! Jessica Capshaw was heavily pregnant during the shooting of episodes. So yeah, she was in the last episode.
This is the last episode to feature Samantha Sloyan as that's a hard last name to say, as Penelope Blake.
This is the last episode in which Derek's trailer appears. There it is.
This episode's title originated from the song Family Affair, originally sung by Mary J. Blige.
Family J. Blige. The episode scored, wow, 8.19 million viewers, up from 7.7.
Wow, it's the first one since mid-season. The table read for this episode took place on April 20th, 2016.
The scenes of Amelia and Owen's wedding were shot at St. Luke's of the Mountains Episcopal Church.
Ellen Pompeo recorded the voiceover on May 16th, 2016. That's a whole month after the table read.
The next one is about Sarah Ramirez, which we talked about with Kelly yep. Torres. So Katerina
Scorsone
took the wildflower bouquet from the wedding home with her.
The episode was submitted for one nomination ballot for the 68th Emmy Awards, Costumes for a Contemporary Series.
There's one brief cutaway to a rainy street where we see vehicles passing. If you look closely, you can see that the vehicles are driving on the left and there are red lines along the sides of the road. It is clearly a street in London.
Do you think it's just like they bought a beat? Like
probably, role? Yeah. Interesting.
I wondered why the city also looked not like Seattle. This is the third time in the show's history that the season finale includes a wedding. Following the season 3 finale and the season 11 finale, of those 3 times, only 2 weddings actually went through.
And then we have the thing about Jesse Williams.
Okay, I need help with the Catherine Fox Award. These are my nominations. April for getting a C-section without pain meds. Ben for doing it correctly. Arizona for being selfless. Or Meredith for being a sister. I don't know.
I'm going to give it to...
There's no wrong answers. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to give it to Team April and Ben.
Love it. I love it. Here for it. We both gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. I thought it was great, Grace.
Yep.
I mean, what a great finale. Nothing like someone getting cut open at a house.
I know part of my 10 out of 10 was because it ended with Rihanna playing. And that, yeah. And also a Beyonce song from Lemonade is also in these episodes, in the second to last one. It was just great music. We'll talk about it in post-op. We're going to talk about our thoughts on the whole season. But that's it. We did it, everyone.
We did it. Thanks for being a part of the On Call Room and season 12. If you want to know our feelings about the whole season, stay tuned for post-op if you are a $10 patron.
And time of death is 2028. Beep.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.